there is now a sufficient vaccine to vaccinate not only the priority groups, which we've been talking about for several months, but the general population. So it is very important that all Missourians get vaccinated. That includes older adults, healthy adults between the ages of 25 and 64, and particularly those priority groups again. We still need pregnant women, young children, and particularly adults with underlying health care needs to make sure that they're getting vaccinated.
Do you have any figures or percentages about the number of people who could or should get these shots who actually have gotten them so far? Do you try to run a figure like that anytime?
In the last week, we've started to see that with the opening up to the larger population, it's really having an effect of getting lots of people into the clinics. There was a clinic at the mall in Cole County, and there were lots of people in line and lots of people taking advantage of the opportunity to be vaccinated. So we're hoping that the fact that it is now more widely available and for everyone will mean that all individuals will go and get vaccinated, including people from the priority groups who had not previously been vaccinated.
Even the folks that are 65 and over who early on, it was said, probably had had some exposure to this kind of disease and didn't really need the shots?
What we know is that this is a virus that has not always acted in the way that seasonal flu virus has, in that older adults have not been impacted at the same rate of infection with H1N1 as they do for seasonal flu. It does not mean, however, that there is a full protection for anyone who is over the age of 60 or 65. I think that is a common idea out there, and we know that some members of that group apparently do have some immunity, but it is not full protection, and so everyone of any age really needs to be out and seeking the vaccine and getting vaccinated.
Okay. I didn't know whether there was some kind of an unofficial number of people who they figure kind of had a little dose of it, but not enough to really be serious about it.
What we do know about all flu is that we never count every single case. That's an almost impossible task for us. So we try to give an idea basically on how widespread it is, and by comparing using the same methodology each year of our surveillance system and recording hospitalizations that we can attribute to flu and also to deaths which we can attribute to flu, you still are able to compare one year to the next in terms of its overall effect. And what we do know is that H1N1 is much more prevalent than has been in the other seasonal flus in the last couple years, and that it has hit younger people much harder than past seasonal flus.